You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The first funerals are today in Mexico. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. For the nine Americans massacred on Monday, Fox's Evan Brown is following all this live.
Yeah, Dave, the families of those nine people killed while traveling through Mexico are now headed through the same routes to attend the funerals, and they're under armed guard. Mexico's president suggests the victims were caught in the crossfire between warring drug gangs, but relative Leah Staden insists
it wasn't an accident. They weren't in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Donna Rae Langford will be buried at the first funeral this morning, along with two of her children. Later today, Ronita Maria Miller and four of her kids will be interred. A third funeral is planned for tomorrow, Dave.
Evan, President Trump, who has called for the whistleblower in the Ukraine controversy to be revealed, went after his lawyer last night at a rally in Louisiana. The whistleblower's attorney, Mark Zaid, calling him
a sleazeball.
The president read tweets from 2017 when Zaid wrote a coup was underway. Impeachment will follow, and
I predict at CNN will play a key role in at real Donald Trump. Not finishing out his first term. Can you believe this?
The president again calling it all a scam and a hoax, but Democrats insist he has violated his oath of office. And today, House Democrats plan to question an advisor to Vice President Pence, who was on the call listening to the conversation between President Trump and Ukraine's leader. Ex-National Security Advisor John Bolton may or may not testify today in the inquiry next week. Public hearings begin. The first witness, someone whose private testimony made public yesterday, Bill Taylor, acting ambassador to Ukraine.
Taylor responded to questions from New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin, saying, I don't know what was in the president's mind. Zeldin, so where was this condition coming from if you're not sure if it was coming from the president? Taylor, I think it was coming from Mr. Giuliani. Zeldin, but not from the president? Taylor, I don't know.
That's Fox's Mike Emanuel. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Quash.
Hoo-hoo, Jashkin.
I am.
Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle.
Turtle. He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jeff Sessions wants his old job back. No, not Attorney General. There's no way the president would want that. Sessions wants the job he had right before.
Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions has decided to run for the Senate seat he vacated to become President Trump's first attorney general. Sessions was ultimately forced to resign as attorney general after drawing sharp criticism from President Trump for his decision to recuse himself from the special counsel's Russia investigation. Democrat Doug Jones won a special election in 2017 for that seat. Republican leaders have made reclaiming the seat a top priority next year. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A manhunt ended yesterday for two murder suspects who had broken out of a jail in California on Sunday, climbing through a hole they made in the ceiling of a bathroom. Well, they were discovered at a port of entry at the U.S. border. They had left the jail area, traveled hundreds of miles, crossed into Mexico, but were trying to walk back into the U.S. when they were captured. A sorry condemned killer put to death last night in Texas.
Justin Hall was strapped to a gurney moments away from a lethal injection last night when he told the families of his two murder victims he was sorry from the bottom of his heart for the pain and suffering he'd caused and that it never should have happened. After telling his mother and sister that he loved them, Hall said, "I'm ready." Then a powerful dose of pentobarbital was administered. He snored briefly, then stopped moving. Hall was pronounced dead 19 minutes later. His execution, the eighth in Texas this year. Three others are scheduled. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
The U.S. and China have agreed to reduce some tariffs ahead of an initial trade deal that may be signed next month. That has lifted stock futures on Wall Street. They are up more than 100 for the Dow ahead of the opening bell next hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A former University of Illinois employee is accused of stealing rare musical books from a campus library and then selling them. The assistant state's attorney said 71-year-old Thomas McGreery's position allowed him to access the materials in the music library. He was accused of getting control over musical books worth more than $500, knowing they were stolen. The allegations came to light when the vendor to whom McGreery had allegedly sold a book offered it back to the university for sale, not realizing where it had come from. McGreery's charged with theft. A 28-year-old Sisson Park man is dead after a wreck on Illinois 49 near County Road 1000 North, a few miles north of Sisson Park on Tuesday evening. Kevin Hansen was pronounced dead at Iroquois Memorial Hospital in Watseka. Hansen was driving a Chevy Impala when he rear-ended a loaded grain wagon being pulled by a tractor driven by 63-year-old Fred Herleman of Anarga. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. Five generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the same faces you've seen for decades, where you know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago and build your patio or plant your trees, we're the place they're talking about when they say check with your local nursery. Country Arbors also has mulches, stone, and rock. You can find out more information about our history at countryarbors.com.
Jay Layman is back on the Jeremy Warner Show this fall.
I tell Lisa Byington, like, I have never seen Wisconsin get schemed up like they're getting schemed up on someplace. Because I saw some chunk runs. I saw Navarro's pass. I haven't seen that this year.
Get the insight from the former All-American Illini linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. Catch him on Monday morning starting at 10 a.m. as he talks Illini football and breaks down the rest of the Big Ten. Thanks to Molitor Financial Group and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Don't miss a thing and be sure to check out our podcast online at ESPNCU.com.
Hi, folks. Van for heel-to-toe shoes in downtown Urbana. Hey, quit putting it off. You've heard about us. I've been yelling at you long enough. Come on in, get measured, get fit in that comfortable pair of footwear you know you deserve. Don't be a dummy head. We're easy to find. Heel-to-toe shoes, 106 West Main, downtown Urbana. I said I'd tell you hi. Hi.
Hey, good morning, ESPN 93.5. Three-day weather forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations. Village at the Crossing in Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Yes, I did do a little outside Christmas because Diane Ducey told me to. It was really 52 and nice yesterday. A different story this morning in central Illinois.
It's true. We've got morning clouds, partly cloudy this afternoon. Windy today, high 36, low 18. 34 the high tomorrow, down to 22, partly cloudy. Up towards 50 on Saturday and Sunday, but then snow in the forecast as we're back to work on Monday with a high 29, low 10. So, yeah, make sure you know where the winter coat is and the gloves and the hat these days. Right now, the temperature's at 30. Feels like 16. ESPN 93.5.
Is our friend Amy Tarkany, and she's in Las Vegas, Nevada, where it is 5:09, right?
Hi, yes it is. It's 5:09, and technically I'm right now I'm in northern Nevada. I'm about half an hour outside of South Lake Tahoe.
Ah, beautiful region. Awesome. From the state of Nevada on West Coast time. Nice to have you back, Amy. I appreciate it. Well, I know that we're going to talk about, you know, the polls and all of this. A story that broke overnight about Mark Zade, the attorney representing the whistleblower. Mm-hmm. Who apparently was soliciting White House employees trying to find somebody in January 2017. This guy tweeted, the coup has begun. The impeachment will follow. This is a guy that's been after Donald Trump forever. And nobody's covering this except Fox News, Amy. That MSNBC, CNN, nobody's got this. I mean, come on, that's a big story.
Well, absolutely it is. And don't you think it's because they're probably in cahoots? I mean, one of his other tweets actually said, I predict CNN will play a key role in Donald Trump not finishing out his full term as president. So there's your answer. I mean, the whole thing is a sham. We've known this now. Now this just solidifies it, right? I mean, we've all had this gut feeling. We've all had this intuition that this is what they've been doing since day one. And it's right there, all laid out for the world to see that we are bereft.
But what happens if nobody knows about it?
Well, that's the whole plan. That's why only Fox is covering it. So, the whole situation is actually quite scary, the way that they're able to just brush something so important like this under the rug. And then you see somebody like Adam Schiff, who is a joke in itself, who thought that he was doing a brilliant thing by releasing some of Ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor's transcripts. And then you read those, and then you find out that guy basically, he had no communication with Rudy Giuliani, no communication with Mick Mulvaney, not even with the president himself. And none of his information was firsthand, not secondhand, not even thirdhand. It was basically communicated through, the best way I can explain it, like two cans with a long piece of string. It's just terrible what's going on out there. And it's a joke. And I'm looking forward to the public hearing on Wednesday. That's going to be televised, because I'm praying that it backfires. And through them trying to be transparent, it's going to display just to the entire nation what a joke this has been, what these morons have done by dragging us through the last couple years of their nonsense.
Yeah, well, the credibility of the representative for the whistleblower has been blown, and I don't know, I can't imagine this thing going very far, but they're all in, and Nancy Pelosi, for all of what she is, I think she's politically astute. She's done some tap dancing to try and stay in power. She's got to listen to AOC and her squad, or she's finished.
Well, I think we've seen that, unfortunately. In the very beginning, she was not for impeachment, and then she had the kind of move towards the squad and appease them. And then, she's still like, even with things like, with Warren and Sanders and their whole Medicare for All plan and some of their other fraudulent, meaning empty promises that they've thrown out there, she's even kind of tap danced around those. And, she's not so comfortable with bringing those to the forefront. I don't agree with what was said last night at the Louisiana rally, where the congressman who actually said that Nancy Pelosi was stupid or dumb. I don't think she is stupid or dumb. I think you are correct. She's a very good tap dancer.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, she's getting sucked into the left, and I think it's killing her. But the whole plan that the Democrats had, they know that impeachment is not going to be fulfilled. Now, it's obviously partisan in Congress, but when it gets to the Senate, he's going to be acquitted. They're not going to move forward with it. Their whole plan is to basically weaken and dirty the president in the eyes of the electorate so terribly that everyone's just going to be exhausted and just so done with this that they're just going to vote for whoever, is the option. That's their plan.
Yeah, well, I know, and the 2020 election is obviously less than a year away, and right now there's not a lot of choice, and everybody, I think, on certainly the middle and right fear of Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton jumping back in. I don't know if that would matter, but I think somebody like Michelle Obama would be a problem. I don't think she wants to do it, but the current candidates, Amy Tarkanian, I don't think so. They're too far left.
You are 100% correct on that. I mean, basically, there was a really good article that I read this morning from the Wall Street Journal, and it was titled, "Has Elizabeth Warren Wrecked the Left?" You had somebody like Bernie Sanders, who gave a strong performance in the previous time that he ran, and he's one who brought to the forefront things, like Medicare for All and, wanting to pay for your college tuition. And then she pretty much came in and stole that thunder from underneath him. But then now that she's released her actual plan in further detail, everyone's kind of taking a step back and going, oh, wait.
Yeah. Right.
Probably wasn't so good after all.
Yeah. But
even people in her own party, other candidates that are running, like Pete Buttigieg, Joe Biden, they're all like, Yeah, no, these are pie in the sky promises. Now that it's actually been laid out in detail, yeah, we can't fulfill this. You're right.
All right, Amy, how do people connect with Amy Turkanian?
Oh, wow. Well, I am on social media. You can go to my Facebook. You can also go to Twitter. I'm at Mrs. T106.
At Mrs. T106. Want to follow on Twitter. Amy, thanks for your minutes. Again, thanks for waking up early. Appreciate it from Gardenville, Nevada. Thanks so much.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too. Quarter after 7, Amy Turkanian. You're always welcome to chime in, 359-2255, with this story about Mark Zaid, Z-A-I-D. Look it up. You're not going to hear it on any other place but Fox News. Nobody's going to cover this. This guy is completely discredited. He represents the whistleblower. He's after Trump. They've uncovered the tweets. It's one of those, why are you tweeting that if you don't want to be found out? Because somebody's going to get it.
Right.
But he says the coup has begun January 17. Impeachment will follow. He's been working at this for, 3 years.
Wow.
And he has sued every president since 93. So I guess he sued Clinton, too. Anyway, and Obama? This guy's a nut job.
Huh.
It is something you need to know, because now you're going, well, wait a minute, if he's out to get Trump and he's been kind of soliciting whistleblowers and they found somebody that's anti-Trump within the White House, well, that's probably okay. I mean, not everybody that worked for President Obama was for his policies. You're just human. You're supposed to work or get out. Do your job, follow what the president says, and get out. If you can't do your job, you can't do your job. That's okay. Just leave. But to work as a covert undercover against the administration, any administration, Democrat or Republican, you've got to do what your job dictates. And if you can't do it ethically, moral, then get out. That's fine. Anyway, it's wow. And so there. How long have I said nobody's going to cover stories like this?
That's right.
A long time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ESPN 93.5, jump to morning sports headlines. Welcome to text 359-2255. Here we go.
Well, Cole Anthony had a big night. North Carolina beat Notre Dame in college basketball 76-65. Broke a record as a college freshman, 34 points and 11 rebounds.
Well,
he was a monster last night, something that will probably be trending throughout the season. Cole Anthony, he's son of the UNLV.
Anthony played for Harry Turkanian, actually.
Yeah, actually.
I can't remember his name.
That's kind of wild that we had Amy Turkanian
on.
Yeah,
that's ironic.
That's it. Yeah. Father-in-law. Illinois volleyball on fire last night, too, up in Iowa City, sweeping the Hawkeyes. Next up for them will be in Ann Arbor against Michigan at 6 o'clock. Bulls over Atlanta, 113-93. And we have college sports to talk about in the sense that our Illinois football team will be in action at 2:30 in East Lansing against Michigan State.
Wheels up early tomorrow. Still early. Tomorrow morning they leave for East Lansing in their charter, and then they'll probably do a little walkthrough and stuff.
NFL action tonight. Chargers and Oakland going at it. As far as Sunday, the Lions are in Soldier Field to take on the Bears. We have the Colts in Miami, Carolina and Green Bay, and Atlanta is in New Orleans.
All right.
That's essentially sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Call Chemical Maintenance Incorporated for pricing and schedule your equipment survey today. Got heavy equipment that's not performing at 100%? CMI can help. They do preventative maintenance on wet and dry vacs, sweepers, scrubbers, and most commercial cleaning equipment. Preventative maintenance with CMI keeps your commercial cleaning equipment performing at its peak. CMI 359-6262 to schedule an appointment. CMI Clean, your janitorial and equipment experts. All right, we check our ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Got a text in saying Greg Anthony played for
UNLV.
That's it.
And his son now plays for whoever he said.
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Cole Anthony.
Okay.
Thank you for that. 36 the high, 18 the low. Rather breezy, clouds in the morning, partly cloudy this afternoon and into the evening. Partly cloudy tomorrow, but still cooler. High 34, low 22. Partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, up towards 50 for our highs. Down around the freezing point at night. We're currently at 30. Feels like 16 with the wind chill. ESPN 93.5.
Well, we'll check your Fox Business Minute. brought to you this morning by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Well, the great taste of plant-based Beyond Sausage sandwich from Dunkin' is here. 10 grams of Beyond Sausage plant-based protein in between a toasted English muffin and delicious egg and cheese, the new plant-based way to start your day. America runs on Dunkin'. Tomorrow morning between 9 and 11, Jeremy Warner Show, Jay Layman will be handing out samples.
Yeah, why not get a selfie with Jay Layman?
West Springfield, tomorrow morning, 8 to 10, Jay hands out samples from Dunkin'. You might know it as Dunkin' Donuts, now just called Dunkin'. 720.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
More people are driving Toyotas. The auto company is reporting a stronger-than-expected summer quarter. Its earnings were the strongest since 2015. Sales in North America were up more than 5.5%. Sales in Asia were up nearly 3.5%. The company says new models of the RAV4 and Camry have been well-received. Toyota also says it's buying back $1.8 billion worth of stock, or 34 million shares. Futures are pointing to a higher Wall Street open, and stocks are higher in Europe after China signaled that a phase one trade deal with the U.S. is close to being completed. Stocks were little changed yesterday after reports that a meeting to sign the U.S.-China trade deal could be delayed until December. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Okay, so I wanted to make sure, because I'm going to talk about it, because it's a story, and it's a journalist call that ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC, and MSNBC aren't touching this story, that FoxNews.com has as its headline, "Coup has started, Trump seizes on 2017 posts from whistleblower lawyer, says Dems wants Dems held accountable." So Mark Zaid is a lawyer, Z-A-I-D. He represents the whistleblower that started this whole Ukraine thing, that started this Chapter 10 of trying to impeach this president. And so now you have proof that this guy is a zealot, he is a partisan, and he represents the, quote, whistleblower. This is just tainted. And yet, how does nobody think that's a story? Flip it. Have the whole thing flipped. And pretend Barack Obama's in the White House and the Republicans are doing this and they've got a lawyer that has tweets from 2017 saying the coup has started, impeachment will follow. This thing's been in the works for years. It's not credible. And yet everywhere else you look, is it a story if nobody covers it? It's just... good luck to us. If we can't get news, and we are so biased now and so partisan and stuff, it's legitimate news stories. You have the tweets. Is that not a problem for anybody when the lawyer, the whistleblower that started this whole thing, again, is that way? Anyway, M-A-R-K, Mark Zaid, Z-A-I-D. You have to Google him. You have to do your own research.
Middle initial S, actually, and the Twitter account started with all these rants on January 30th, 2017, Trump's 11th day in power.
Okay, so you have that, and again, you can't, you know, I saw a headline on ABC.com that said, accusations against Biden's son not credible. So let's go ahead and keep covering here. But we're not getting a real picture. And listen, I don't know what the number is. It's under 20% of America is into this. It's not very many. People hear stuff. They don't know any of the background. They don't know any of the detail. They just don't know. So if you're informed, you listen to us, you listen to various news shows, you go to CNN, you go to Fox News, you kind of, and I try and do all of that, you're going, this just doesn't jive. It just doesn't make any sense. And yet, it isn't the emphasis. The whole focus of most all the media outlets, and I don't like when Donald Trump blasts all the media as fake and they're enemy of the people. I don't like that. I think there are really good journalists trying. So you can't say everybody. You have a whole bunch of them, but it's not all. And so I think that the fact that the people are so enraged against the media, a whole bunch of them, isn't good either. Because there are people out here trying to do what's right, and journalism should be the story, not my opinion. The journalism should be Baghdadi killed, not the 17 outrageous things Donald Trump said about Baghdadi, as your headline on CNN.com. What? That's not journalism.
Right.
It's an opinion.
It is.
And we have lost that. And most people, A, don't care or don't know. And I'm telling you, we are uninformed as a society, and it's kind of dangerous.
Could it be that some of these journalists coming through the college realm have these influential professors in the media department that don't teach them how to do a proper headline?
There is no question there's bias. However, I think there are a lot of frontline journalists that are trying to cover it, and they're being told by their assignment editors or white shirts with ties that says, that's stupid, nobody cares. That's what they're told. That's stupid, nobody cares about that story, drop it. That's how it works. And so the journalism is going, I got a contract here. I guess I better do what I'm told.
Yeah.
I think you have the executives, and it's massively liberal. And it isn't. The bottom line is, I don't care if you disagree, but it isn't fair, and you're not doing your job. You're not. Under any book you can go find from any year, you're not supposed to inflect your opinion in a news headline. It got blurred with the Rachel Maddow's, Sean Hannity's. Those are opinion shows. Mm-hmm. Those aren't news shows.
That's right.
If you want to see a news show, you go to Brett Baer 5 to 6 on Fox News. I challenge you to tell me that's not a good news hour. That is really good. He covers it all. They got a panel on with liberal and conservative. It's a really good hour. Other than that, I just don't think people are aware or knowledgeable enough to decipher what is right and what isn't, and that's dangerous. I'm going to talk to John Decker from the White House, as we always do on Thursdays, and we're going right at this story because I want his opinion this morning on the fact that this whole thing, to me, should be over because the attorney is such a partisan and such a zealot. We don't know about the whistle. See, the whistleblower is supposed to protect somebody from coming out against wrongdoing. You have to. Well, then what's the risk? Why wouldn't it be somebody like this attorney that has turned and was always against Trump but gets to keep his anonymity? That's not fair. And I think that's what happened. 359-2255.
Trump at a rally in Louisiana yesterday called this attorney a sleazeball, says it's all a hoax and a scam.
Listen, some of his verbiage I wouldn't use.
Right.
I mean, it's like, anyway, it's but this is disqualifying for me. We'll ask John Decker next.
We checked out the reviews of the Illini Inn, now fully renovated in Campus Town at 4th and Daniel, Champaign. Here's what stuck out. Best TVs you can see from any angle. Fast service, nice staff, and it's still the Inn. Check out the Illini Inn, an Illinois tradition for students and townies since 1970. Serving cold drinks and a full menu, the Illini Inn, 4th and Daniel, Champaign.
Do you know someone who's served in the military? Honor them by taking them out to lunch and enjoying a program at the Hilton Garden Inn on Monday, Veterans Day, the 11th. Doors open at 11. Everything starts at 11:30 with the Unity Banner Singers and a flag ceremony. Keynote speaker being Pete Milinkovic. Sign up now as you click on this year's event at VeteransDayOneOnOne.com. It's $20. The Hilton Garden Inn, Monday, Veterans Day, with doors opening at 11. Veterans Day, OneOnOne.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton is on this morning's schedule as a witness for the impeachment inquiry. We don't know yet if he'll show up.
The three House committees leading the impeachment inquiry invited Bolton to testify behind closed doors today. Sources do expect Jennifer Williams to appear for testimony. Williams is an advisor to Vice President Mike Pence on European and Russian affairs.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Bolton left the administration in September. President Trump at a rally in Louisiana, again attacking Joe Biden and his son Hunter over his work in Ukraine. Also going after another Democratic Party presidential frontrunner, Elizabeth Warren.
Pocahontas is starting to emerge from the ashes. I thought she was gone. We hit her very hard 6 months ago. I give her credit. She's emerging from the ashes. Not a nice person.
The president speaks at a fundraising committee reception in Washington this evening. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign City Council has voted to keep the tax levy at the same rate as it has for the last 7 years. The tax levy will bring in from $24 to $26.1 million. The city staff predicts the city will see a $723,000 increase over last year's levy. The tax levy for next year will be set at 1.3152%. An 84-year-old Rankin woman died Tuesday in a two-vehicle wreck that happened southeast of Paxton. Mary Diskin died at Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana. 73-year-old Nancy Lee was ticketed for disregarding a stop sign. A 28-year-old Cisna Park man is dead after a wreck on Illinois 49 near County Road 1000 North, a few miles north of Cisna Park on Tuesday evening. Kevin Hansen was pronounced dead at Iroquois Memorial Hospital in Watseka. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
Cold today. I mean,
yep.
They're talking about the Arctic blast number one and number two.
Okay.
In fact, next week, snow, high 29, low 10.
Whatever. Let's go. I'm okay. So excited. I can't wait. I am fired up.
I like
Yay!
That.
Yay!
With a high 32 and then down to 16 tonight.
Okay.
So it gets better over the week. Weekend, we'll be up towards 50 then.
There you go.
Right now, the temperature with the wind chill at 19 is at 31. ESPN 93.5.
I'd prefer it didn't snow, but hey. 32 and 10 with snow? Great. Hey, man. Thanksgiving's 3 weeks from today. How about that? That'll be awesome. I just try and fire myself up no matter what. Offer of the day, 10:30 this morning. Be listening to the Jeremy Warner Show. If you want $50 to the Blossom Basket Florist, you'll have to text in flowers at 10:30, 359-2255. Be ready at 10:30 for the Jeremy Warner Show and a chance to pick up $50. You'll have to use it within 7 days.
Okay.
Then tell me what you thought of your shopping experience.
Sounds great.
When it's over. 7:36. John Decker. John Decker, John Decker, I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room. He truly is at the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. That's where he works. Mr. John Decker, America's journalist. How are you?
Hey, Stevie, great to be with you. Hope you're having a great day and a great week.
Well, I'm a little chagrined here this morning.
Why? Tell me why.
Because of the Mark Zaid story that broke overnight that only Fox News is covering about the attorney for the whistleblower that apparently started tweeting stuff about Trump 11 days after he was sworn in, out to get him. And it's a partisan, I think, discrediting story that nobody, John, except you guys, have touched. Come on.
You know, I did read that story, and I'm always struck, you know, about the... I guess you can call it the discipline of people, right? And so, you know, this is the reason why you should be careful what you tweet, because they're public. And in this particular case, these are tweets that one of the attorneys for the whistleblower put out. And, you know, it doesn't put that individual, Mr. Zaid, in a good light. It clearly doesn't. And that's the reason why it's troubling to you, and it's troubling, obviously, to lots of other people as well.
But why wouldn't it get covered? It is a journalistic...
Well, I don't... That's a good question. I don't know. I can't speak to other news organizations. I don't know, you know, how they make their decisions. Maybe they view it as irrelevant. I don't know. For me, you know, I don't think the whistleblower is that important anymore. I mean, the whistleblower came forward with certain allegations that, for the most part, have been corroborated. So, you know, now we have corroboration from individuals that were actually on the phone call the president had with President Zelensky of Ukraine. So what's the purpose in even talking to the whistleblower anymore?
Well, I mean, it's just a head shaker for me, because I need journalists. I need you. I need you to tell me the facts and then let me decide. But, man, it's getting to where a clear story just doesn't get coverage because it doesn't fit whatever narrative somebody might have. And I find it troubling that a story that, if you flip the whole thing around, and this was against Obama, would be on every newscast everywhere. And it is, that's why we like talking to you. You're a pure journalist. You do cover stuff. and you cover it fairly, and that's what we look for. And unfortunately, I think you're in the minority, John. I think there's a lot of good frontline reporters, but I think the people at the top that say that's a stupid story, drop it, I mean, that just goes on all the time is what I take.
Well, I think we've had this discussion before, Bill, but Stevie, I'm reading something as I'm talking to you, Stevie, but we've had this discussion before, and that is that if you were to take a poll of how the press corps, the White House press corps, the people that cover the president every day voted in the past few presidential elections, it would be overwhelmingly for the Democrats who were the nominees, whether you're talking about Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. That is, you know, I think, a fact that would be borne out if you were to take that particular poll. And, you know, that's fine. People have opinions. I get it. But when your opinions seep into your reporting, that's problematic. And I think that's the thing that bothers you, Stevie.
Yep. Okay, John, what about Kentucky? Do you read anything from Virginia, who's kind of been blue for a while, now it's blue for a generation? Anything to read into what happened?
Well, look, the individual who's running for re-election, Governor Bevin, was not a popular governor. And, you know, that's ultimately what people make their decisions on is, you know, do I like this person? Is this person worthy of re-election? Or do I not like this person? And I think that, you know, too much may be read into this particular race when you're talking about individuals and decisions made by the citizens of Kentucky. I have no doubt the president will win Kentucky overwhelmingly in 2020. I have no doubt the president who just visited Louisiana will win Louisiana. And he's going to visit Alabama on Saturday. He's going to win that going away in Alabama. The trick for the president is, and the Wall Street Journal is a good editorial about this today, the trick for the president is making certain that suburban voters stay with him. And what the Journal in their editorial, and I love their editorial page, makes the point is there needs to be a strategy for making certain that the suburban voters that voted for President Trump in 2016 stay with the president in 2020. And to a certain extent, I think the Republican electorate's going to be energized because of impeachment. That's going to be helpful to the president. But this is one of those things where you have to also have a plan for dealing with this demographic group, this segment of the population, Stevie.
Well, I tell you, I think it's going to get hot and heavy, and I think there's stuff going to be done and said between now and the election that's going to get everything's going to get turned up, John. I think it's going to get worse.
Yeah. Well, you're right. I mean, look, you watch certain cable networks, and you know which ones I'm talking about. It's impeachment 24/7. Every one of the people that they bring on essentially is for not only the impeachment, but the removal of the president. And in some cases, they've been for the removal of the president from the day that he was sworn in as president of the United States, our 45th president. And so, you know, when you have that, it creates, obviously, a great divide in America, which is borne out in public opinion polls. And, you know, that's the reason why the president, I think, is smart in terms of bringing on a team to help deal with the communications aspect of impeachment, and that's what he announced yesterday.
Okay, we'll continue to follow. Thank you for your good hard work. We appreciate your reporting. John Decker, you're the best. We appreciate you, buddy.
Stevie, always a real pleasure to be on your show. Always great to talk with you about what's going on over the course of the week. I wish you the best of weekends, and I'll talk to you next week for sure.
Thank you. John Decker, live from the White House this morning, every Thursday, ESPN 93.5. We'll see, but I expect things to get even hot and heavier, and there'll be a lot of disinformation. I think America appreciates fairness, and whether you like Donald Trump or don't like Donald Trump, there's no middle ground here. But you have a troubling situation in the most incredible experiment in the history of humans. When America can't feel comfortable wearing a Barack Obama t-shirt in some cases, and certainly, I mean, somebody might have sneered at your Obama t-shirt, but now they might attack you because of a Trump hat. And that is troubling. It should be troubling to everyone. And yet the blood pressure rises, the fists are clenched, and they look at it as a Nazi because that's what people are saying. It's just like Hitler, and that's not true.
Chris and Homer had texted in 359-2255. Oh, if this were Obama, it would be a racist coup.
It's just gotten to a point where we can't discuss stuff because you're hate. You're nothing but hate. You're a hater. And you have to be stopped at all costs. That's what they're doing. That's fascism, friends. That's fascism. When you stop my speech, that's bad. We're in trouble. Text in if you'd like, 359-2255-743. Check your sports headlines coming up.
Your dreams require dedication and innovation, and Busey is the trusted advisor to make those dreams reality. Whether you're saving for your child's education, keeping the family in the family business, or planning your dream retirement, Busey's team can help. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles, the easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com.
Just okay is not okay, whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network. AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS 1 score, September 2019.
All right, quarter till, some sports headlines. Diane Ducey, ESPN 93.5.
Illinois volleyball sweeps the Iowa Hawkeyes. Next up for them in Ann Arbor, Michigan, a Saturday at 6. Our Illini football team in East Lansing to take on Michigan State Saturday at 2:30. They'll take off tomorrow. Hoping to hear from Kent Brown around 8:20 or so and get an update from him on how things are going in our Illini Nation. Our basketball team in Grand Canyon at 8 o'clock on Friday. That's in Phoenix. Then they'll travel over to Tucson to take on Arizona on Sunday.
Yeah, people will be surprised. Grand Canyon will be on WCAX, part of Channel 3. But good luck finding Arizona and Illinois. It's on the Pac-12 network, and I don't think we get it. Wait a minute. Really? Arizona's ranked. Oh, well.
Okay. So we had the Bulls over Atlanta, their third win. That's 113-93 was the final. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Honda BMW was over there with Ben Quattrone. I saw a bunch of bicycles and televisions. I said, what are you doing? He said, well, if people come in and buy any new Honda, I'll just leave the television and the bicycle in the car. That's not bad.
Wow.
So if you're in the market, I know that probably isn't going to make you go buy a new Honda today.
No, that sounds pretty cool.
But if you need it, you got two pretty nice gifts. These are all smart TVs. And then you can have a child's bike or an adult bike, whatever you want, a bicycle.
Nice.
And you just go ahead and... Heck, I'm sure you'd get it into the Honda van and get it over to your house if you can't fit it in. But no, that's kind of what they're doing. So if you go to Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash in Savoy, test drive a Honda. And if you're in the market for something new and you're kind of, you know, whatever, we'll do this, we'll do that, don't care what brand, go see Honda. And then if you end up buying something because you're kind of thinking about it anyway, you can get a television and a bicycle kicked in because it's Thanksgiving and Christmas. So it's just kind of an extra while supplies last for a new Honda. Stop by. You can start online, drivechampaign.com. Go see these great people, an award-winning dealership. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com, drivechampaign.com.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
What's the duck guys? Duck something? Popular cable thing with the Robertsons? I see, it's been so long. Duck Hunter, Duck... It used to be the hottest show on cable. Anyway, the Robertsons are the family that make these duck horns or whistles or something. Pretty bad that I can't give you the name.
And I can't think of it either.
It's,
I mean, I can see the guys.
The Robertsons, the Beards, all those guys.
Jeez.
About four years ago, remember when we did our Sports and Outdoor Expo?
Right.
I called to see if the Robertsons would come because they were hotter.
Duck Dynasty.
But I called the Robertsons to see if I could get them to come to our show.
Right.
Can I tell you what the charge was? For the four bearded guys to come to our Sports and Outdoor Expo show we did in like 2015, how much?
$100,000.
$100,000 each.
Whoa.
For 2 hours, if they were available. I said, whoa. I told their agent, God bless them. He says, no, God has blessed them.
Exactly.
Well, here's Phil Robertson. He was in Louisiana with the president last night.
Yes, at the rally.
Yeah, here's what Phil Robertson said.
Down to this. If you're pro-God and pro-America and pro-gun and pro-duck hunting, that's all I want.
That's pretty it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Pro-God.
Pro-America.
Pro-America, pro-gun, and pro-duck hunting. Duck Dynasty, that was
okay,
it. I'd forgotten that. Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, windy today, high 36, low 18. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 34, low 22. 48 to 35, the temperature range, with partly cloudy conditions on Saturday. Up to 50, down to 26 on Sunday. Then a few snow showers, high 29, low 10 on Monday. So they're calling it the 1-2 punch. The first one today, and then Monday for number two.
The
Arctic blast.
So, but the snow, I mean, are we serious? Because I can deal with the cold.
It just says a few snow showers.
Okay, then.
No,
we're not talking about a blizzard.
I don't like it when we get close to single digits, though.
You just layer it up, you know?
I guess.
I got my Arctic blast cold coat, so I'm good.
it's a little
bulky, because when I wear my big thing, it's like sitting really close to the steering wheel because it's too bulky. I look like the Michelin man.
Exactly. The Christmas story with
it's
the kid.
It's a little large.
It is waddling out
because
his mom has all these layers.
My oldest son, Nathaniel, said years ago to me, he said, if you take the cold out of winter, it's no big deal.
Okay.
So if you wear a coat like that, you take the cold out of winter, you're never cold.
Okay, nice.
It just makes me look like I weigh 700 pounds. But I'm not cold.
Like that flight back from Europe when I wore 7 sweaters because I couldn't get them in.
Well, that's
and
so
I didn't want to mail them.
That's the famous Dick Orkin commercial about luggage where you didn't want to pack anything so you wore.
I did that.
Yeah, I'll have to try and see if I can get that commercial.
Very good.
That would tell you a little bit about what
we're
I am.
We're 30 now.
You actually did that.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty special.
Cyber criminals will steal an estimated $33 billion security and private records by next year. The average cost of a data breach for a small business in North America is as high as $117,000. While these numbers can sound frightening, they don't have to be. Ease your fears by having Area-Wide Technologies come look at your setup. They'll ensure your system is secure and will give you a detailed inspection report of just how susceptible to these threats you are. Call them today at 359-8041.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. That's all true. But it's also true that there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like us, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And we've resolved over $500 million in tax debt for our clients. We'll stand between you and the IRS and fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, Call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Well, to a man who hears the words polar vortex and thinks nothing but busy.
Wow. Yes. Did I miss something here? We're 2 months ahead of schedule, it seems like.
Troy Lands is Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, and they're standing by with their million trucks because you're going to need them, buddy.
This is always catches a few people off guard, but it happens every year. It's just going to be a little sooner this year.
Yeah, I looked at my little thermostat thing, and it was like 63, and I said, oh, we still have the air conditioner on. So it got a little nippy, but okay. I turned it on, and then you get that kind of first smell when the furnace kicks on. What is that?
Well, you know, there's dust on top of the heat exchanger from setting all summer, and it burns that off a little bit, and you're good to go.
Yeah, well, I, of course, don't have dust because I only have three dogs. So I know
that's right.
Not my
it's all hair.
Not my house. Okay, Troy Lands, what would you want people to know today?
Well, we're here for you if you need us. You know, I, aside from you, Stevie, most everybody's turned their furnace on by now, but as the weather gets colder and if the old breeze picks up, it starts to stress things out.
Yeah.
And we're still doing our preventative maintenance. And just because you turn your furnace on and you haven't had it maintained this year yet doesn't mean that you're a bad person.
Yep.
And as long as it's done once a year, that's the main thing.
Okay. How can people reach you, my friend?
LandsInc.com or 355-5512.
And you're there for them because, hey, stand by because it's going to get cold.
Mm-hmm. We've got extra guys ready to roll.
You're the man. You know who can work for you on Saturday.
I know. If nothing else, we'll use you as a chauffeur. You usually have your tux and your bow tie.
Yeah, I got my. I'm only 400 an hour, so I'm in like Flint. You tell me. I am there for you, my friend.
Don't call me. I'll call you.
Thanks, Troy. Troy Lance, Lance Heating,
Actually,
Cooling,
you
and
will have your tux from Michelle.
I will.
For the event tomorrow night at the refinery.
Picked it up yesterday.
Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club.
It's different.
Okay.
I've never worn one like this.
We're going to be showy, are we?
I don't know.
Okay.
I hope it looks okay.
Looking forward to that.
It's a little different. I'm excited about it because I've never been in this. So tomorrow night at the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club, I'll be there.
Dancing with the CU Stars.
And Diane Ducey. All right. Here's the commercial. Dick Orkin is a man who I admired forever. He had a TV show on CBS in the 70s. He did The Tooth Fairy and Chicken Man, if anybody remembers that far
ago. Okay.
Just a wonderful voice, incredibly creative. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to do more creative commercials, and I'm inspired by Dick Orkin. He passed away a year ago.
Okay.
Talked to his daughter. She's wonderful. But I want to play this. Diane was saying she wore 7 sweaters.
Mm-hmm.
This is Dick Orkin in a radio commercial for a company called The Luggage Center he produced years ago.
Excuse me.
Yes, Billy.
I'm not Billy Mr. Gazinski.
You're not my son, Billy?
No, sir.
That's not the right one. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Stand by. Here we go. Luggage Center.
Hi, I have the window seat there.
Oh, well, I can't move. Just crawl over me.
Okay, I'll do.
That's a handsome carry-on bag you have.
Thanks, I got it at the luggage center.
Yeah, if I bothered with luggage, I'd probably pick one up myself.
Well, but you have a suitcase, though.
Oh, no, everything I put into a suitcase, I'm wearing.
What?
I have on socks and underwear for a week, 7 shirts, 3 slacks, PJs, a blazer, a robe, this pair of shoes tied around my neck, and the pair of shoes I'm wearing.
Well, aren't you uncomfortable?
Excruciatingly. But I never have to worry about packing a suitcase again.
Well, see, the luggage center has free how-to-pack seminars. Everything you're wearing is packed nice and neat in this carry-on bag.
Wow. Say, could you hold my coffee up to my lips? I can't bend my arm.
Oh, sure. And the Luggage Center has a huge selection of brand names at the lowest guaranteed prices, and you are really, really sweating.
Yeah, I lose about 7 pounds a trip.
You know, you should try the Luggage Center. They promise to make your next trip better.
Mm-hmm. I'll do that. Oh, listen, in an emergency, I can be used as a flotation device.
Oh.
So cling all you want.
I'll cling.
The Luggage Center.
Isn't that great?
I love it.
That's how radio ought to be. Every commercial should be that well thought. I love that.
Uh-huh.
You see everything.
Exactly.
We're going to come right back. 8 o'clock hour. We got some special stuff next hour. Stand by. ESPN 93.5, 2 before 8.
ESPN Radio.